With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Icy roads apparently contributed to a deadly crash in Vilas County. Saturday night at 10:52, the Vilas County Sheriff's Office got word of a one-vehicle crash on Highway 45 in the town of Conover. The caller reported a semi-cab was on its roof. The 49-year-old driver was declared dead at the scene. Preliminary investigation showed the driver was heading north on Highway 45 and lost control due to icy road conditions. The driver's name will be withheld until family can be notified. A crash investigation is ongoing. One of Tomahawk's longest-running traditions turned 60 this year. More than 1,000 hunters ate venison burgers, swapped hunting stories, and shared their excitement for the start of another gun deer season at the annual venison feed on Friday. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
There you go. Thank you.
That's the sound of some of the 1,400 venison burgers being cooked up on the street of downtown Tomahawk during the annual venison feed. Tomahawk Regional Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center Executive Director Karis Lau says at 60 years, it's the city's second longest running event.
Seeing the families I know and then learning the others and hearing the stories, that's honestly my favorite part of the day. It's like a family reunion with not even my family.
Hunters donate a lot of the venison that goes into making the burgers. The rest gets donated by Geis Meats. Local businesses sponsor the grills and help cook the burgers.
It's fun because each grill does something a little different. So everybody's got a different spice, or they've got seasonings, and then they've got onions, and we supply onions too. But some people have like sauteed onions. Some people have nice cheese. Other people have, you name it. It's probably here. If we could do a best venison burger contest, we would, but we run out in like 40 minutes.
John Meyer from Wausau has been coming to the venison feed every year for as long as he can remember.
So I like the people and the hunting and the partying and the socializing. It's all good. All good stuff.
It was the first time at the venison feed for Joe Paquette and his family.
Delicious.
Awesome. Well, mine's almost gone, so.
They'll be heading out hunting tomorrow, which will be a first for Ian Rumney.
I've never hunted, so I hope to get a big buck.
While hunters hope they bring back their own venison this week, for many like Connor Paquette, the best part is just getting out there.
It's nice being out in the woods, but it's getting together and sharing this hobby is what makes it hunting.
The 9-day gun deer season runs through November 30th. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Tomahawk.
A Wisconsin hunter died after what appears to be an accidental discharge of a firearm. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office got a 911 call Saturday evening at 8:30. A 24-year-old hunter had been found dead near his tree stand. The victim was from Lomira and suffered a gunshot wound. The DNR and Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office will handle the investigation. Cross-country ski areas in the western Upper Peninsula and northern Wisconsin get some special recognition. A survey by USA Today put ABR Trails Foundation in Ironwood and Minocqua Winter Park in the top 10 cross-country ski resorts in the country. ABR Trails finished at number 4 on the list. It was described as an 1,100-acre Nordic skiing center with over 60 miles of cross-country trails. USA Today said ABR Trails Foundation's diverse trail system includes classic striding trails, combination skate and striding trails, snowshoeing trails, and trails for dog-pulled ski-joring. Minocqua Winter Park finished in 8th position. USA Today said Minocqua Winter Park has over 50 miles of groomed trails traversing the region's glacier-carved terrain. The park was described as having a good variety of beginner, intermediate, and advanced trails, which are groomed for both skate and classic skiing. A former division chief of the Wausau Fire Department, accused of stealing hundreds of vials of pain medication, has entered a not guilty plea to charges. Jared Thompson faces 3 counts of misconduct in public office and 2 misdemeanors for theft of movable property. Investigators say he took nearly 1,100 vials of fentanyl and hydromorphone from the department. Officials believe the thefts may have started in early 2024. Thompson entered the plea during a hearing on Friday. A judge then set a pretrial conference for December 17th. He is free on a $25,000 signature bond with several conditions. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Authorities say a Wisconsin woman who admitted to nearly stabbing a classmate to death in 2014 to please the horror character Slender Man has been found in Illinois after she cut off an electronic monitoring device and left a group home. Madison police issued an alert Sunday for Morgan Geyser, saying she was last seen around 8 p.m. the night before with an adult acquaintance. Police in Posen, Illinois, south of Chicago, confirmed the 23-year-old woman was found at a truck stop and taken into custody Sunday night. Geyser was placed in a group home after being granted conditional release from psychiatric hospital. She was sent there in 2018 after pleading guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide. A new survey shows most shoppers in Wisconsin and across the country have a strong preference for buying American-made products. Even so, availability, price, and labels of origin often influence their purchasing behavior. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The annual Made in the USA poll shows more than 80% of Americans say they would purchase more American-made products if they saw more of them in major retailers like Target, Walmart, and Amazon. Scott Paul with the Alliance for American Manufacturing says people also overwhelmingly want to see the country of origin labels for online goods so they can make more informed choices.
There's been a lot in the news about tariffs and costs and concerns about that, but it's striking to find that Americans still strongly value products that are made in the United States.
Paul says the Alliance's annual holiday gift guide makes it easier for consumers to buy local gifts. It features American-made gift options from every state across various price points and categories, including goods from more than 20 Wisconsin companies. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.